May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio podcast. I'm DC Pooba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want. Within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today we're going to hear the entire lecture that Shunyu Suzuki gave on August 26th, 1965 at the Los Altos Zendo that became the edited chapter Calmness in Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, page 121. This is an edited audio. It's quite a bit shorter than when he gave it because it was very long pauses. And, you know, it's got the coughs cut out and a bunch of little clicks and a little bit here and there, but it's just what he said. I'm going to play it. And I think I'll read it first and then I'll play it because, you know, that'll be a long enough podcast. We can't play it twice. Oh, I mean, I could, but I think that'll do. I'll read it first. And then we'll play it. Oh, incidentally, if you've been listening to the prior podcast of this where I presented this lecture in 8 clips, I've come to agree with Peter and Shindo and Wendy, everybody, that in that part where I thought he didn't say little by little, I thought he said just a little. And then where he said, oh, you'll be lost, I thought he said, you'll be, you'll be lost. I had something else. But that's when I heard it before seeing, I mean, I was just listening to the audio and saying that. When I listen to it now, hearing that they say, no, it's little by little and it's lost, I can hear that, yeah. And Peter and Shindo hear just the faintest whisper of thank you very much at the end. It's so buried under noise that I don't include it in the audio. It's just, you won't hear it. I don't hear it, but I can understand. I can, yeah. If you sort of imagine, you can kind of hear. I'll tell you what. I'll go back and add it, since I'm mentioning that now. and you tell me if you can hear it. Well, I'm gonna pause this, and add that because Peter sent me a clip of it. And I'll tell you what, I'll play that for you first. You tell me if you can hear him say thank you very much, Andrew. But he always said thank you very much, so it's, I assume they're right. And I can sort of hear it. So I tried to download the clip that Peter sent, and it was corrupted. It wouldn't go into my Audacity. So I just opened up the whole lecture again, and at the very end of the lecture, I didn't even include this in the unedited part, because he ends the lecture, and then about 30 seconds of silence There's just noise, like, you know, moving and, you know. And then very faintly in there, there's at the very end, there's the sound which they felt had "thank you very much" buried in it. And I can sort of hear it too, but I don't know if it's because of the power of suggestion or what. So listen to it. Here it is. Could you hear it? Here, I'll play it for you a couple of times. All right. I'll include that at the end of the lecture. Yeah, I guess I will. I mean, it's not like anything else in there. But I'm not going to include all the other noise there at the end and the 30 seconds of nothing. I'm just going to stick it at the end. We'll see how that sounds. So, all right, now I'm going to read the section and then we're going to hear him in the edited audio. In Zen poem, it says, "After the wind stops, I see the flower falling. Because of the singing bird, I find the mountain calmer." When something happens in the realm of calmness, we find the calmness. Before anything happens to the calmness, we do not feel the calmness. In a Japanese saying, it says, for the moon, there's cloud. For the flower, we have wind. Actually, usually it means the evanescence of life, which we find it very difficult to live in. Evanescence of life. But in the evanescence of life, we can find the joy of eternal life. When you see the moon covered by cloud, a part of it covered by cloud, you will find the roundness of the moon. When you see the moon clear without any cloud or anything, not through some trees or some weeds, you do not feel the moon so round as when you see it through something. When you sit, you do not feel anything. You just sit. You are in the complete calmness of your mind. But in everyday life, you will find, be encouraged by the calmness of zazen, sitting. So actually, you will find the value of Zen in everyday life rather than when you sit. Even though you find the value of Zen in everyday life, we should not neglect our zazen. Even though you do not feel anything when you sit, if you do not have the experience of Zen, you cannot find anything. You just find weeds or trees or clouds without the moon. Weeds without the moon mean nothing. It's just a weed. That's why you are always complaining about something. For Zen students, weeds, which people do not care for so much, are a treasure. In this way, we have the art of life. Artistic life. Whatever you do, that is the art of life for Zen students. So When you practice Zazen, you should not try to attain something. You should just sit in complete calmness. You should not rely on something. Your body should be straight, and your spine should be straight without leaning over or leaning against anything, lying against something. You should just keep your body straight. It means you do not rely on anything. You just sit. In this way, physically and mentally, you will obtain complete calmness. When you rely on something or when you try to do something in Zazen, it is dualistic. That is not complete calmness. This is a very valuable experience, and this experience will encourage your effort in your everyday life. In our everyday life, we usually try to do something or try to change something into some other things, or you try to attain something, but trying to attain something is already the art of the expression of our true nature. Trying to change something into some other thing is the art of life. We should find out the meaning of our effort itself before we attain something. So Dogen, Zen master, says we should obtain enlightenment before we attain enlightenment. Before we attain enlightenment, we should obtain it. When you try to do something itself is enlightenment. It is the expression of our true nature. It is not after attaining enlightenment that we find the true meaning of enlightenment. When we are in difficulty, there we have enlightenment. When we are in distress, there we have enlightenment. So he says, before we attain enlightenment, we should obtain enlightenment. When we are in defilement, we should attain composure. He says we should have composure in defilement. The composure will be experienced only in our defilement. This point is very important. Very, very important. By continuing this kind of effort, you can improve yourself, even though it is little by little you can improve yourself. But if you just try to attain something or to make some contrivance to acquire something, you cannot work on it properly because you have no art of technique. You lose yourself in your effort. That is why you cannot achieve anything. And you just suffer in your difficulties. But if you find out, if you do it in the appropriate way, based on your inmost nature, whatever you do, even though it is not perfect, but you can achieve it little by little, you can make some progress. So he says, Dogen, Zen master, says you should attain enlightenment. You should obtain enlightenment before you attain enlightenment. Which is important, to attain enlightenment or to obtain enlightenment before you attain enlightenment? Which is important, to make your effort to save $1 million or to enjoy your life in your effort, little by little, even though you do not, even though it is impossible for you to save $1 million, but you can enjoy your everyday life? Which is important for us, to be successful or to find some meaning in our effort to be successful? If you do not realize this point, you cannot even practice Zazen. But if you have this point, you will have the pleasure, the true pleasure of life. Thank you very much. Okay, so now let us hear him say it, and thank you very much. We'll sign off after that.
In Zen poem, it says, after the wind stop, I see a flower falling. because of the singing bird, I find the mountain calmer. When something happens in the realm of calmness, we find the calmness. Before anything happens to the calmness, we do not feel the calmness. In Japanese saying, it says, for the moon, there is cloud. For the flower, we have wind. Actually, usually it means the evanescence of life, which we find it very difficult to live in it, evanescence of life. But in evanescence of life, we can find the joy of eternal life. When you see the moon covered by cloud, a part of it covered by cloud, you will find the roundness of the moon. When you see the moon, a clear moon without any cloud or anything, trees or some weed, you do not feel the moon so round as you see through something. When you sit, you do not feel anything. You just sit. You are in the complete calmness of your mind. But in everyday life, you will find or you will be encouraged by the calmness of the zazen, sitting. So actually, you will find the value of Zen in everyday life rather than when you sit. Even though you find the value of Zen in everyday life, we should not neglect Zazen, even though you do not feel anything when you sit. If you do not have the experience of Zen, you cannot find anything. You just find weed or trees or cloud. Cloud without moon. Weed without moon means nothing, just weed. That is why you are always complaining about something. For Zen students, weed which people do not care for so much, it's treasure. In this way, we have art of life, artistic life. Whatever you do, that is art of life for Zen students. So when you practice Zazen, you should not try to attain something. You should just sit in the complete calmness. You should not rely on something. Your body should be straight, and your spine should be straight without leaning over or leaning against something. you should just keep your body straight. It means you do not rely on anything. You just sit. In this way, physically and mentally, you will attain the complete calmness. When you rely on something, or when you try to do something in Zazen, it is dualistic. That is not complete calmness. This is a very variable experience. And this experience will encourage your effort in your everyday life. In our everyday life, we usually try to do something or try to change something into some other thing. Or you try to attain something. But try to attain something is already the art of expression of our true nature. Try to change something into some other thing is already is the art of life. We should find out the meaning of our effort itself before we attain something. So Dogen Zen Master said, we should obtain the enlightenment before we attain enlightenment. Before we attain enlightenment, we should obtain it. When you try to do something, itself is enlightenment. It is expression of our true nature. It is not after attaining enlightenment that we find the true meaning of enlightenment. When we are in difficulty, there we have enlightenment. When we are in distress, there we have enlightenment. So he says, before we attain enlightenment, we should obtain enlightenment. When we are in defilement, we should attain composure, he says. We should have composure. In the defilement, the composure will be experienced only in our defilement. This point is very, very important. By continuing this kind of effort, you can improve yourself. Even though it is little by little, you can improve yourself. But if you just try to attain something or to make some contrivance to acquire something, you cannot work on it properly because you have no art of technique. You lose yourself in your effort. That is why you cannot achieve anything. And you just suffer in your difficulties. But if you find out, if you do it in appropriate way, based on your inmost nature, whatever you do, even though it is not perfect, but you can achieve it. little by little, you can make some progress. So he says, Dogen Zen Master says, you should obtain enlightenment before you attain enlightenment, which is important to attain enlightenment or to obtain enlightenment before you attain enlightenment, which is important to make your effort to save $1 million or to enjoy your life in your effort little by little, even though you do not even though it is impossible for you to save $1 million, but you can enjoy your everyday life, which is important for us to be successful or to find some meaning in our effort to be successful. If you do not realize this point, you cannot even practice Zazen. But if you have this point, you will have the pleasure, true pleasure of life.
That was the thank you very much at the end, I guess. This has been a Cuke Audio podcast. I'm D.C. Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from sleepy Sonora with Dogge Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.